Where's Art with Bill Shipley. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Lisa.
So you've got a whole list of things to talk about.
Well, I call them art events
morning.
Or art news to look forward to, the first two listings.
I'm ready for stuff to look forward to because tomorrow's weather's not going to be it.
Well, all right, we'll see. But a relatively new gallery, Studio 3 West, I want to start by mentioning, at 3 West Superior Street. I saw in the Reader Weekly paper a call for art for a March 8th exhibit with a focus on women's rights and women's issues. He calls it, this is Drew Digby's gallery, by the way, he calls it a feminist art exhibit. The details, I see he's on Facebook with the gallery, but by, according to Reader Weekly, I believe March 1st is the deadline for submissions on this. This would be a juried show. And you can look it up in the Reader or online and see about that. I think this is, I have not been to that gallery, but it's on my list of places to go. And the opening would be March 8th from 5 to 7. I believe that's a national or an international Women's Day. I think something to do with March 8th.
I'll double check because looked it up once before. Okay. By the way, we'll also get links set up on our webpage so people can back and they can just click a link on from our page and find the information. Yeah.
Well, the other news is that ceramic artist Karen Kramer is moving her studio and business from Superior to Duluth, also on Superior Street, but this is in West Duluth. I believe the address is 1924 West Superior Street. Or maybe it's 1923. I can't remember now. It's the old P&J paint store building. And there's a major renovation of that building going on as we speak. And this is a big move and one that adds to this area as a art and craft and now food destination, as I believe her studio is almost across the street from the new OMC barbecue restaurant. I've heard great reviews of that. Karen Kramer's work, by the way, is in the Tweed Museum of Art Permanent Collection. And she's has a business and an art studio. She's quite a mover and shaker in the Duluth art circle. And then the other story that I really like is also about a Duluth artist who's in the Tweed Permanent Collection, Kay Kurt, K-U-R-T. Her painting, Jordan Almonds, was shipped to a gallery in New York, Albers Benda Gallery in Chelsea, for a show of her work, and it got a rave review in the New York Times. That's a big deal for those who don't know about New York Times art reviews. A good review is an amazing accomplishment. Now, Kay Kurt lived in New York. She showed in the 60s and 70s at Cornby Gallery, a gallery I knew on 57th Street, that more or less left the New York scene. But Albers Benda is a gallery that likes to rediscover artists whose careers, for one reason or another, dropped off the charts. Kurt's show ended on February 16th, but the review is online and a very, very good story. In Duluth, we sometimes forget that we are really part of a larger national art world.
Now, oh, absolutely. Now, we'd think, how could a little Duluth artist in the New York scene?
But Kay Kurt moved to Duluth in 1969, and her husband was the late Klaus Jankowski, a professor of medieval history here at UMD. I loved the title of the show. I think it was the title of one of her paintings, and it kind of sums up her whole attitude as an artist. For all of her innocent airs, she knew exactly where she was going. And I think that's a really fitting story. It's really about recognition coming when you're ready and it's ready, when the world is ready to see what you've been up to. Kurt's work could be likened a little bit to pop art, but she really had her own approach to the subject of candy, chocolates, food, household goodies.
You got my attention. Right. You got my attention.
Pop art. So that's about it, unless you have more time for me. But I think
you have timed that perfectly, Bill.
I did because I wrote this all down.
That you are turning into a broadcasting genius.
I look forward to it, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Bill. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bill Shipley is our guest host for Where's Art, while Annie Dugan kicks back a little bit, we hope, on maternity leave. And you will be able to hear Bill again in conversation next week at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.